This is Dagaris Masculist Nectar Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and nectar, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 2-2, entitled Why Is There No Para? That is Paternity Rejection Right. Description. This flyer shows how society would be different if there were a para. Women would have to be fips, be responsible for their own lives, and not expect to parasite on men. They would have to grow up. Women don't want this, so they fight tooth and nail to stop the legislation of the para, despite its massive hypocrisy, given the existence of the MARA, that's maternity rejection right, for women. Flyer itself. Why is there no para, paternity rejection right? Question mark. I'm an ARCA after retirement career, free to do what I want, which is to go with my camp chair to the local park and study pure math texts at PhD level, which is my passion. ARCing is something I suggest to all MGTARs because it allows men to be free, free from wage slavery, where some employer dictates to you what you will spend 8 hours a day doing for decades of your life, whether you like doing it or not, and free from a fluffy parasite who manslaves you to pay for her to raise kids in your house that you pay for. And from time to time, she might give you a bit of sex to keep you chasing the carrot. Everyone has to have money to live, so to be an ARCA and be free for as long as possible, there's a bit of advice on how to achieve that goal. Study hard as a prepper in the first third of your life. Get a good FIP, financially independent person, education that gives you a skill that allows you to earn good money. Avoid fluffies like the plague. TWAETWF, that's 2A2F, equals two apartments, two FIPs, with a FIP woman if you want regular sex and a bit of company. Live modestly in a modest one-person apartment and save and invest hard so that in your 40s you can afford to retire and move to a poor, cheap, third-world country and ARC for the rest of your life, pursuing your passions full-time. I do that in China, although you need to be strongly living in your own head to come to a third-world, politically backward shithole like China. I suggest go to a democratic poor country that at least has freedom of speech and an uncensored internet in which you won't be degraded by, as I do, in China. Try maybe the Philippines or Central America, which is friendly to Westerners and poor with a low living cost. ARCing is a very attractive lifestyle for men if you choose to avoid fluffies and avoid getting a woman pregnant, because as soon as she's pregnant, our gynocentric, fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts will gobble you up as a manslave for the rest of your life. If you're a woman and you have an unwanted pregnancy, you have the legal right in many countries to an abortion. You have a legal maternity rejection right, MARA, M-A-R-E-R. So where is the para, paternity rejection right? Well, there isn't one, not in any country. Why is that? Why is there such a blatant form of sexual discrimination against men, forcing them into an unwanted pregnancy that will ruin their lives by enslaving them to some fluffy who in many cases accidentally got pregnant on purpose? Because that is the primary genetic function of women. Women's whole evolutionary history is about getting pregnant. Since I'm a math and physics guy, I spend a lot of time proving things. One of the most powerful proof methods in math is called proof by contradiction, which works as follows. Say you're trying to prove X, so some mathematical statement, X. If you use the proof by contradiction method, then you start your argument with the opposite of X, that is, not X. So if X is true, not X is false. You then deduce mathematically conclusions that follow from this assumption, not X. If these conclusions contradict what you already know to be true, then you can conclude that the original assumption, that is, not X, must be false. That is, not X must be true, which equals X. So you have proved that X is true, which is what you wanted to do in the first place. So let's assume there is a para. What are the consequences for women and how will those consequences compare with the reality of women's circumstances today? Will there be blatant contradictions? You bet. Here goes. A Fluffy's biological clock is ticking hard. She stops taking the pill and lies to her boyfriend about it, then announces she is pregnant. The boyfriend gives her the third degree and eventually gets her to confess she stopped taking the pill. The boyfriend flies into a rage saying, "You criminal Fluffy bitch! Just because you want a kid, you try to rope me into paying for it. Well, fuck you, you criminal bitch. I'm so pissed off, I'm leaving you. I'll go straight to my local GP, Justice of the Peace, and fill in a paternity rejection form. If you go ahead with this pregnancy, the whole financial responsibility for the kid is yours. But you're a Fluffy. You studied Fluffy crap at university. You didn't shift your ass, so you don't earn good money the way I do. So if you don't abort, you'll have a kid who will grow up as poor as you are, you stupid cunt. Go rot in hell." "What you did was criminal and has cost you your boyfriend. I'm debating whether to prosecute you, but how would I prove it? It would be my word against yours. So have a nice life, you criminal Fluffy bitch. Good riddance." Now, multiply this story by millions over the whole population of a large country. Imagine a similar story happening millions of times. What changes would occur if men had the power? Women would be under much greater pressure to be fips, because knowing that they can't manslave a man by getting pregnant, they'll have to pay their own way and pay for the kid on their own. So these women would have to shift their fat, lazy asses and become fips. That would mean that they would have to study fip subjects at high school and university. 16-year-old women would be telling themselves, "I don't like math and the sciences. I want to study the easier subjects that my maskless boyfriend calls fluffy crap, like history, languages, literature, etc. But if I do that, then with so many millions of men going MGTOW maskless, refusing to have relationships with fluffies, I won't get a man. I'll belong to that army of women who are manless. So I don't want to become a fluffy. I want to have a man. I really want to have babies. So I will have to become a fip or I'll be manless. So I'll have to bite the bullet. I'll have to toughen up and woman up and study the tough stuff, so I can study the same tough stuff fip majors at university, in the professions and the techs, so I can earn good money, so I can have my own baby on my own and pay for with my own money if necessary. But if I study fluffy crap, my chances of getting a man and a baby are low. That's scary. So I'll bite the bullet. I'll toughen up. I'll be fip. I'll be an adult. I'll take responsibility for my own life and not expect to be able to parasite on some man the way my mother did. Now she's divorced, old, fat, fuckless, and bitter that no man will date her. She has only herself to blame. My father calls her the fat, fluffy bitch." Now, contrast the attitudes of that 16-year-old woman with those of millions of women today. Most women still expect men to pay for them, even feminists, which is why maskless label such feminists fluffy feminists, to emphasize the hypocrisy of such feminists, who want equal rights for women, but not equal obligations for women, namely pulling their weight financially and getting a fip education so that they do not parasite on a man. The contrast is black and white, a real contradiction. If there were a para, then women would have to grow up and become responsible, adult-minded fips. But millions and millions of women don't want to grow up and stand on their own two financial feet. They want to parasite on men and have men do what these women want by feeding them a bit of sex from time to time. These women can sit on their fat asses and live a nice, idle life while their manslaves do all the work, as Jap women do to their workaholic stupid husbands. Same in Korea. Two gender role retard countries. So here we have the contradictions between the circumstances that would follow from a para and the real world life circumstances of today, where most women are fluffies when it comes to men. Women like to parasite on men and want to parasite on men, so they do not want a para. In fact, if they don't want it so bad, they don't want it so badly that they will fight tooth and nail not to have it legislated. But it's a losing battle because men have an even more powerful weapon, namely that men are fips and hence can force a woman not to be a fluffy simply by not having a relationship with her, not giving her any money. A fluffy can only be a fluffy if she can get her financial claws into some robot male who's prepared to be parasited upon by a fluffy wife. But the toxicity of the divorce courts has killed off the robot males, the manslayers. There are few of them left. In a decade, probably only one young man in 10 will be a robot male, manslave. With today's 2/3 of young men in the US under 35 refusing to marry and having kids, the birth rate is crashing. If the young generation continues to reproduce only a third of its number, then in a mere century, the US population will be wiped out. This basic reality will ensure that the gender politicians sooner or later must mend fair the gender laws by reforming the divorce laws and bringing in the para, in capitals. Once we have the para, everything changes. Women learn to behave as adults. Parents socialize their daughters to be adults and be responsible, to study FIP majors and not expect to parasite on a man. Daughters will be told, no calculus, no baby. Be FIP or be manless. The tide is turning. Men will get the para and women will be given a hefty kick up their fat, lazy, parasitic asses and, in capitals, forced to pull their fluffy weight. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Word. No. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name, Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. Ciao.